Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Buck, you look like you were attacked.
I'm gonna call Detective Polehouse.
No, please. Huh? He'll assume I'm to blame for any trouble around here.
Hey, Vance.
Jay?
Did you hear about Wooten's house? It burned down last night to the ground.
That's interesting. Oh, you know, Buck Oliver was out last night around that time.
Tell Eugene I'll be back later. I want to talk to him and Buck.
Miss Adelaide?
Hi, Matthew.
Can I talk to you?
What about?
My essay.
That essay wasn't you. It was you being a parrot. I hope you'll do better on the next one.
Oh, hi, Camilla.
When will Buck be here to paint?
Why are you so interested in Buck?
Because he does whatever he wants without worrying about what other people think. I wish I could be more like that. No parents telling me what to do.
Wooten Bassett.
Hello.
I'm Dee Grant with Maximized Comics.
Wow, Dee Grant!
We want to publish you. Everything you've ever done and ever hoped to do.
Oh, Eugene, just the person I was hoping to see.
Oh?
I need your help. Yeah, Detective Polehouse explained that the Perilous Pen isn't one writer, but a lot of writers. He called them stringers.
Someone in Odyssey is feeding information about Wooten back to the Perilous Pen.
So, if we find the Perilous Pen, then we can find the culprits who broke into my house and maybe even burned it down.
So, this is the Perilous Pen website?
Mm-hmm.
He's written more about the Sleuth Family Robinson and the fire.
Oh, there is no stoop so low.
It's an impressive site. A lot of money went into the layout and design, and the multiple chat areas suggest a very large readership. Oh, there appears to be a thread dedicated to you, Wooten.
Yeah.
Let's look.
All right.
Oh, wait, what if they posted painfully personal details? I don't know that I want to see that much about myself.
Wow, a lot of people are talking about you, Wooten.
Some of the posts are from Odyssey.
With names?
Well, initials in some cases, and I assume made-up names.
The Cavalier Crusader.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark-Eyed Avenger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, the Dark-Eyed Avenger. That's Ralph at the post office.
Huh?
I don't know about the Avenger part, but his eyes really are dark.
Ooh, look, another person has entered the chat room. H.B. in Odyssey.
Oh.
H.B. Hadley Bassett? Hey, where is Hadley?
Oh. Well, I thought he followed us up here. Is H.B. him? Is he downstairs right into the Perilous Pen even as we speak?
Well, there's no way of knowing from looking at the site. Find him and ask him.
I could sneak down.
No. H.B. might not be Hadley.
Wooten, you have to consider all of the possibilities.
Yeah, but Penny, I'd rather not think that Hadley's been using his time with me to be a stringer.
Wasn't Hadley assaulted by whomever burgled your house?
Well, that's what Hadley says, but he could have faked it.
But he was with us when the fire broke out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a timer on an incendiary device would allow for that. Has Detective Polehouse suggested the possibility?
Well, he didn't say anything about devices, and I can't bear to think that Hadley would betray my trust.
Well, it's simple enough to find out. H.B. from Odyssey is actively writing at this moment. Penny, if you go downstairs, sounds sneaking, you can see what Hadley's doing.
Oh, sorry.
Or I could just wait here.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking all over for you guys.
And H.B. is still writing.
Hadley, where have you been?
Someone said something about half price on ice cream.
Hadley, I am so relieved that you can't be here and online at the same time.
Me too. I have enough trouble being one place at a time.
Yeah, I noticed that.
This is an amazing computer room. It reminds me of the one in Captain Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, this was the inspiration.
And I'm standing right in the middle of it. Can I take a picture?
If you must.
Great! I'd like that one over there of Wit with the president. It's got a cool frame.
You're very literal-minded, aren't you?
Well, I've always thought of myself as a conservative.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Katrina. I hope you brought Buck.
He's outside getting started on the painting. Why?
Because there's a line of girls forming to take him something to drink.
Oh, that may have to wait. I only just saw a text from Eugene to take Buck straight home. What's going on?
Oh, that may be about Detective Polehouse. He's suspicious that Buck is connected to everything that's gone wrong in Odyssey.
Oh, now I understand.
But if Buck didn't do anything...
He didn't, but someone like Detective Polhouse might look at him and decide otherwise.
Look at him?
And there were rumors going around at school that Buck started the fire at Wooten's.
Well, that's crazy.
You know how kids talk. Maybe I should take Buck home and talk to him privately. I don't think he understands the seriousness of his situation.
Well, Eugene is up at the computer room. You want me to call him?
Good afternoon, ladies.
Whit, what are you doing here?
Well, why didn't Dr. Graham send you home to rest?
She tried, but I've been lying around for most of the day for her tests, and I just thought I'd stop in here.
What tests?
Blood tests, vision tests, allergy tests, scans, probes. Well, how's everything going here?
We're fine. You should go home. There's nothing to worry about.
Mr. Whitaker, boy, am I glad you're here.
Well, hi, Matthew. What's going on?
I need help.
Okay.
Whit, go home. I can handle this.
We can talk later, Mr. Whitaker.
No. Now's a good time. Is it all right if we sit down?
How about over there, in that booth?
Oh, that works.
All right, thanks. Oh, and are you guys part of a stakeout?
Stakeout?
Why do you ask?
Well, when I walked up, I saw Detective Polhouse sitting in his car. He looked like he was watching the shop.
Or Buck.
I'll call up to Eugene.
Is there a problem?
Never mind. Look, Detective Polhouse is out front talking to Buck right now.
Uh-oh.
Eugene?
Yes, Miss Kendall?
You may want to come downstairs, as in now,
as in Detective Polhouse is outside talking to Buck.
What? I'll be there post-haste.
I wonder what that button does.
Don't touch anything!
Huh?
You fell, huh? Now, Buck, am I supposed to believe a fall caused those bruises and scratches?
I did fall, sir.
Was that on the way into Wooten's house or on the way back out?
I've never been to Wooten's house. This happened at McAllister Park.
What time?
I don't know, around 8:30 or 9.
Can anybody back you up on that?
Anybody else who happened to be in the park at the same time, I guess.
Hello, Detective Polhouse.
Oh, hi, Katrina. Buck and I were just chatting.
Oh.
Funny, Eugene didn't mention that Buck fell down last night.
Why would he?
No reason, I guess. Especially if he was worried I might think it's suspicious.
Is that what you think?
Well, wait, Buck, plead the fifth.
Good afternoon, Eugene.
What happened? What have you said, Buck?
Not a thing, Mr. Eugene.
Why are you so worried?
Because I wouldn't want you to misconstrue anything.
You mean, like, Buck getting cuts and scratches around the same time that Wooten's house caught fire?
No!
Maybe we should hire a lawyer.
That's not necessary. I'll go. Buck may fool you two, but I stand by my general view that criminals don't rehabilitate. They just get better at covering their tracks. So, Buck, you may have fallen, but you're not telling me everything.
There's nothing more to tell.
Buck, please.
You don't understand the risk in which you're placing yourself. Cooperation is the best thing for you right now.
What's the point? You heard him. Once a criminal, always a criminal. I was working hard, doing the right thing. It was too good to be true.
It's not too good to be true.
You want to go back to your default position, to do everything yourself, in the way you've always done it. But that isn't the way forward, or the means to free yourself from your past life.
We don't have to be shaped by what happens to us, but we are shaped by the choices we make in response to those happenings.
This is an opportunity for you to allow God to help you change.
All I can say is that I was walking through McAllister Park and bumped into someone. Or he bumped into me.
Who?
Vance King. But he won't admit to anything.
Did Vance start the rumor at school?
Rumor?
That Buck started the fire.
Why would Vance start that rumor?
And why would he assault you?
Maybe he doesn't like me. Or maybe he's a cruel, malicious type kid who enjoys it.
He beat you up for the fun of it?
People aren't always reasonable about what they do, Miss Katrina. The detective knows.
Yeah, I know.
There you are, detective. You should speak with Vance King.
Oh, I will. You can count on it.
If you think Miss Adelaide graded you unfairly, you should talk to your parents.
I will, but I thought I'd talk to you on the way home because you used to be a teacher and you know how these things work. Can Miss Adelaide give me a lower grade because she didn't agree with me?
Well, teachers sometimes do, even when they don't realize they're doing it.
What does that mean?
Teachers are just like anyone else. They're driven by their views. Very few of them intend to be unfair or blinded by their passions, but they can be. For example, the way she used computers to make her point. From her view, that sounded right. From my view, she got it backwards. God hardwired our gender into who we are. The software, as she called it, is how people have tried to twist God's design around.
But what am I supposed to do? She warned me to do better on the next essay, which sounded like she meant I needed to write what she wants me to write.
Like I said, if you're really worried, you talk to your parents. They're the best champions you have. Far better than I could be.
I just don't get it. Why is she having us write essays about things like gender and marriage?
Some sociologists have argued that if you can change people's thinking about what it means to be masculine or feminine, then you can change everything else. If gender isn't part of God's design, if it's something we can choose for ourselves, then marriage and family, and even our humanity, is whatever anyone wants them to be. That's why it's so important for us to have a clear understanding of things like gender.
You think Miss Adelaide is part of a conspiracy to change everything?
I think she's following her view of the world because she believes it's right. And if it's right for her, then she thinks it's right for her students. She's no different than a lot of people.
So then it is a conspiracy.
If it's a conspiracy, it's a conspiracy of ideas. Sometimes, that's the most powerful kind.
Hi, Buck.
Hi, Camilla.
I brought you some more lemonade.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Are you in trouble with the police?
I don't think so. Why?
I saw Detective Polehouse talking to you.
No, he had a few questions, that's all.
You weren't afraid, were you?
No.
I didn't think so. You don't scare easy.
Some things scare me.
I don't believe you.
I do. I get scared when people think something is cool, when it really isn't.
Like what?
Well, you know, some people see a guy who looks like a loner, and they think, that's really cool. But they don't understand how lonely being a loner is.
Really?
Uh-huh. Or they see someone who travels a lot, and they think they'd like to live that way. But they don't know how hard it is being on the go all the time, not having a place to call home, or not having folks around you that you can love and trust or call your family.
Anyone can be your family.
Not really. Love, or loyalty, or trust, or even blood ties don't happen just because you want them to.
I don't know what you're saying, Buck.
I'm saying that you don't know me, or the life I've lived. You think it was something exciting, but it put me in jail. And right now, I'd like to get as far away from that life as I can.
Oh.
Do you want to know a secret?
What?
I wish I had your life. A mother, a father, a brother and sister, and all the love and security they bring. Even when you think it's bad, it's better than anything I've had.
You could be part of our family if you want.
That's sweet, Camilla.
Would you like to come over for dinner sometime?
I sure would.
So, Detective Polehouse suspects Buck, who was roughed up by Vance, and Wooten's house is gone. And Eugene is going to help Wooten find the people behind a website. Well, it sounds like things at Wit's End are as normal as they ever are.
Except I haven't heard what happened outside. Well, Eugene?
Katrina went home to grade papers.
You know what I mean.
Oh, well, Buck did the right thing. It was hard for him, contrary to his instinct, but he took a step in the right direction.
I never realized how complex life could become when adding teenagers to the mix.
Which reminds me, where has Jules been all day?
She said she didn't feel like going out and wanted to stay at the house to get some homework done.
Well, you have the comfort of knowing where she is.
If she stayed at the house.
Oh.
I wonder if I could buy an electronic ankle bracelet for her.
Eugene?
Wooten. I'm sorry, the computer room. I forgot.
I was very sorry to hear about your house.
Yeah, me too.
Is there anything you need? You're welcome to stay in my house if you need to.
Oh, thanks, Whit, but the insurance company's covering my stay at the hotel, and Hallie likes the swimming pool.
Are you doing all right? It has to be so hard losing everything.
Yeah, for a year at least.
What?
Well, they say it takes a year because you go through the seasons and discover over and over again what you've lost.
Oh, how very sad.
I know I shouldn't care about losing all that stuff because it's only stuff, but I still have this feeling of loss.
Well, why shouldn't you care?
Well, because we're supposed to store up treasures in heaven. Isn't that what Jesus said?
Well, storing up treasures in heaven doesn't mean we can't have affections for our belongings on earth. They often mark the moments of our lives.
As I recall, God told the nation of Israel to use physical items to help them remember what he's done for them.
Yeah, and my mom saved that chunk of my things, which is like a treasure to me.
Oh.
We're not supposed to love the things of this world so much that we lose sight of eternity. That's the main idea.
So you're saying it's all right to feel bad that my house burned down?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
You shouldn't deny those feelings.
That's helpful, Whit. Now I don't feel so bad about feeling so bad.
Well, good. I think.
Hey, Eugene, we should go back upstairs before Hadley reprograms your computer system.
Is he likely to do that?
Well, not on purpose.
What do you think?
I think it's a good essay. I don't know why Miss Adelaide gave you the lower grade.
That's why I want you to talk to her.
I'll discuss it with your mother when she gets home from work. Maybe we can stop by the school tomorrow.
Great. Then I won't have to do the essay about marriage.
Well, wait. Don't assume that.
Then what am I supposed to write? It's not like I know anything about marriage.
Well, you know what marriage is, right?
It's when a man and a woman who love each other promise to live together and have kids until they grow old and die.
Well, you could write that. It's a little short, though.
And it's not really true.
It isn't?
No. A lot of people don't live together until they grow old and die. They make promises and then decide not to keep them.
Well, sadly, that's true. People get married for a lot of reasons. Sometimes the wrong ones. And marriages break up for a lot of reasons.
Like what?
Well, sometimes people think marriage is all about feeling in love. And when the feelings go away, they get confused and give up on being married. They forget what they promised. And there are other people who think they ought to feel happy all the time. And when they're not happy with the person they're married to, they decide to leave, to be with someone they think will make them happy.
Yeah, but you and Mom don't always feel in love.
Oh. Huh. Your mother and I believe love is more than feelings. You can't build a marriage on feelings. Feelings don't last. So even if I didn't have the feelings, I would still love your mother and stay committed to her. That's what we vowed to do when we got married.
So you think people should stay married even if they don't love each other?
Well, love is something we do, Matthew, whether the feelings are there or not. Though the feelings are nice, too. You know, one other reason people walk away from their marriages is because the relationship has become dangerous because of drugs or abuse or psychological problems. So they feel like it's the only thing they can do to survive.
That's really sad.
It is. Behind every broken family is a very sad story.
It's kind of like Mr. Whitaker's demonstration with the trains.
Mm-hmm. Wait, trains?
Yeah, that and the fountain pen, of course.
Oh, of course, trains and a fountain pen, sure.
He can explain it way better than I can.
The good news is that God can take our worst decisions, even the worst circumstances, and turn them around.
Don't you mean damage control?
Maybe it's better to call it redemption. That's why Jesus had to die for us on the cross. It was the only way to offer us a way back to God.
But it still hurts.
Well, our poor choices almost always leave scars.
Hey, Dad.
Hi. What was that for?
No reason. I'm just glad to be here at home with my family.
Oh, okay.
I'll be in my room.
What was that?
Don't ask me. She's your daughter.
Oh, we haven't even talked about the kids part of being married.
Do I really want to?
Yeah, we should.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Eugene, what can we do next?
Allow me a moment to think. Why are there potato chip crumbs all over the keyboard?
Oh, sorry, that was me. A little hungry.
Hallie and I have been reading the Perilous Pen chatter. Hmm. They're all talking about the fire and what this means to the release of Sleuth Family Robinson.
The Perilous Pen said he could give you copies of some of your notes and drawings if you lost them in the fire.
Well, that's audacious.
Yeah, though I might have to take him up on the offer.
Perhaps I should come at this from another direction. We may find who is providing information from Odyssey if we know where the Perilous Pen is located.
Can you do that?
It's not difficult. Perilouspen.com has to be a registered domain.
It is like a kingdom unto itself.
Domain being the name of the website.
Oh.
There are other sites that list the name of the site and who owns it.
The name of the person?
Whoever or whatever it is. So, Perilouspen.com is registered to a company called MC Enterprises at... here's an address in Kansas City.
Oh.
Kansas City? Oh, I'll bet it's fake. The Perilous Pen is too sophisticated to operate out of some place like Kansas City.
Well, Kansas City can be very cosmopolitan.
Indeed. Everything's up to date in Kansas City.
Can someone use fake addresses to register domains?
More than likely, it's a legitimate address, but not the real one for the Perilous Pen. It may not be where the site is located. I have another option.
Fly to Kansas City and look them up!
Or I could use a development program we created at the college to look at the code behind all the graphics on the website.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next.
What does that mean, Eugene?
Well, to put it simply, it's like lifting the curtains to see what's going on backstage.
Wow, you sounded just like a normal person.
Everything on a website is computer code. Often the designer buries information deep in the code, and sometimes the designer isn't aware it's there.
You mean like an artist signing a painting in a secret place?
Something like that. Or it may be documentation for future use. There. The computer code behind the Perilous Pen's website.
The website looked better.
There's an address.
Where?
Oh, on that line of code there.
How did you see that so fast?
Oh, I've had a lot of practice.
That address is in New York.
Yeah, but it looks familiar. Hang on a second.
Does this mean the Perilous Pen is working out of New York?
Or the website is hosted from there.
Here it is. The card.
What card?
D. Grant's business card. That address is the headquarters for Maximize Comics.
D. Grant is the Perilous Pen?
Over the past few episodes, we've heard Camilla talk about Buck Oliver as if she thought his experiences outside of Odyssey were really exciting, especially compared to her life at home. It's so easy to believe that other people's lives are so much better than our own, or to admire people for the wrong reasons. Did you notice how Connie warned Camilla against using Buck as a role model? It's not because Connie doesn't like Buck, but because she knows how important role models can be to us. The Apostle Paul wrote to a young man named Timothy, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." And in his letter to the Colossians, Paul encouraged them to have holy and beloved compassionate hearts and show kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. And above all things, put on love. These are the kinds of characteristics we should hope to have and to see in the people we admire. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.